Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to all my purple peeps, especially those who have been enjoying Prince concerts all week across seas and who have been providing pictures and videos and so on of his performances and so on. So shout out to, you know, everybody who supports Prince and his proteges and the Minneapolis Sound, period. I just have a good time talking to Prince's original lineup, band members, you know. Andre, I've been sent on Facebook where Andre has like it's remastered this new project that will be released at the end of the month. So in the near future, I do a show on Prince's original lineup, his members: Gail Chapman, Des Dickerson, Matt Fink, Dr. Fink, Bobby Z. What's up to he and his wife Vicky? You know, so you know Bobby Z's been recovering very well from a heart attack that he had experienced this past fall. So we all must keep just each and every one of us in each other's prayers regarding just different things that we go through, from health issues, just everyday life. But Prince original lineup was just so awesome, so just rocking. And then when Gail left, that's when Lisa came in. So, yeah, this has just been Lisa Coleman, and she's awesome. And, well, Prince bands from beginning to present are just awesome. And I really can't, you can't say who was the best, but you can have your favorites. Well, I can. Some of you might have your favorite bands, because a lot of my friends love, like, the original MPG, you know. But I love from the original lineup to the Revolution, to the band that was after the Revolution when he was on Sign of Times tour and New tour and so on. I mean, just rocking, rocking, rocking. So it's just amazing. A lot of the cats are still out there doing their thing, doing their projects individually and collectively. You'd be surprised. A lot of the artists and musicians, they stay in touch with one another and still work together on certain projects. So I think that's just awesome. And, you know, it's definitely time for Prince to... I mean, if he feels it's time, really, I mean, it's more past time for Prince to receive his Hollywood Walk of Fame star, really. And you all already know what I'm going to say next, Kiss. So hopefully next year will be Kiss year to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum, and Prince to finally... Well, I need to check out the list. Maybe somebody nominated him this year. I didn't get my information in this year, but I know there's a friend of mine named Richard Cranmore on Facebook. I know he has a petition on Facebook where he's working tirelessly also to get, you know, to make people aware that, hey, Prince needs to get his star. And I know millions of you who say the same thing also, just, you know, worldwide. So we just must, you know, stay on that. But did you all enjoy my profile of Austin Brown? Yeah, it was pretty cool, huh? Yeah. And so, you know, sports news. Finally, we know where Nnamdi will go. He's with Michael Vick, signed with the Eagles. I'm just amazed at overall how the NFL is really, literally back in business. For real. I mean, no holes are barred. I mean, they're definitely doing what they do. You know, trading, signing, working out deals with the rookies and so forth. So I think, you know, just shouting out to everybody that works with the NFL, players, everybody, executives, everybody behind the scenes, is everybody, including my fellow friends in the media and fans and sports lovers, because it's just amazing. And we must not forget about our NBA. They're still in the NBA experiencing their lockout. So let's hope that they soon will end their lockout also. So, you know, some of our favorite players are already making plans to go overseas to Turkey and Italy and other countries to play ball while the NBA lockout is going on. So, you know, let's hope that the NBA lockout ends also, because it's almost soon for training in store for the NBA and the D-League teams and preseason games and so on. So that's not, they don't have much time. It's like baseball and basketball does not have a long off season to me. I might be wrong. I don't know. But I would talk politics today, but, you know, it's just, you know, I do talk more about politics on Monday or whatever. It's been so many different stories, and it seems like the same thing is going on over and over in Washington, D.C., but we need change and we need decisions to be made, like, right now, you know. So we all know this right now, that we need change, our economy needs to change, decisions need to be made that will affect our economy in a good way, and so on. So that's all I have to say, you know, concerning that, and the campaigning and so on. I really need to, it's sometimes it's even with the political news, the non-political news gets the headlines, seem like, about regarding different candidates and so on. But I'm still wondering if Rick Perry or a couple others might throw their hat in the ring. And Tuesday is election day here in Jackson, Mississippi. So we have primaries going on Tuesday. And there are two guys running for lieutenant governor. But they have no opponents, like on the Democrat or independent side. So whomever wins between the two guys, Tate and Reeves, between the two opponents, then that would be our lieutenant governor. Now, our governor's race, several people have their hat in the ring. Our current lieutenant governor, Phil Bryant, and the current mayor of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Johnny Dupree. And if he will become governor, he'll be the first African-American male to be governor of the state of Mississippi. Phil Bryant gets a lot of support from Democrats and Republicans and independents, everybody in between. Bill Luckett, who is a business partner with Morgan Freeman, they own restaurants and blues clubs and other entertainment establishments here and in the Memphis, Tennessee area, but in Clarksdale area and so on. And he's an attorney. And I believe he's an attorney, Mr. Luckett is. And he's running for governor. But I don't want to misinform you all, so I'll keep you all up to date on that on Monday, since election day is on Tuesday. You know they have really, the weekend before, they've really, started, putting the gas, putting their foot on the gas concerning their campaign and techniques. Now, we always have this big fair. This is Mississippi, so it's in a very agriculture area called the Shelby County State Fair. And in Shelby County State Fair, if you are any type of candidate for any type of political office, it is more important, it is very important for you to make an appearance at that county fair, because that's where you really can speak to the attendance and to those in attendance, and then also a lot of people that are in attendance can speak to the candidates in person. As a matter of fact, when Ronald Reagan ran for office, one of his first campaign stops when he decided to run for president was at the Neshoba County State Fair. I've seen footage of that before, so if I can locate that footage, I'm going to show some of that footage, and I'll also post some footage from local news of our local and state candidates who have been campaigning for right now, speaking at the Neshoba County State Fair, so you all can get a vibe on what I'm talking about. You all know this happens in every city and state. There's always an event where it's important for the politicians to make an appearance, and if you don't make an appearance, then the supporters feel like they're being snubbed. So there's some events that are mandatory to make appearances at, not just in here, but every state has that type of event, and the Neshoba County State Fair is that event right here in Mississippi. If you're campaigning, or if you're going to win, or if you want to get your word out that your points and your platform out, it's important for you to speak there. Even those who are not, who would potentially get into politics, is important. I've never been to the Shelby County State Fair, no. But one day, if you're just a political enthusiast like I am, it's just important to know what's going on at those type of events and what's really being said by candidates. I did not plan to talk about this. You all know this, because I said I didn't have anything to talk about concerning politics. I just was mentioning this. But yesterday, fashion retail news, yesterday I had told you all, it was reported a couple weeks ago that the chairman and CEO of one of my favorite fashion retailers, since a young girl is stepping down from his position at the beginning of February. They already have his replacement, and the replacement will begin, like, right during the holiday season, like in October, November. But they're going to work together, and then when I'm talking about Mr. Myron Mike Ullman, the third of JCPenney's. He's been with JCPenney since 2004. And you all know I like to do profile shows, so I'm not going to go all in depth of what I'm talking about, but I know many of you are big supporters of him and JCPenney's also, because before he's well known in the retail industry. I mean, from working with Louis Vuitton, and he was with a director with Starbucks before he joined JCPenney's in 2004. So he's a major force in the retail industry. Really, you know, if you don't know about Head Honcho, you hear me, Mr. Mike? If you don't know about Mr. Mike, Myron Ullman III, there, you need to know about him because he is so neat, cool guy. I mean, I honestly would like to know more about him. I know I had corresponded with him, like, soon after he became chairman of the board. I had, you know, sent him a letter regarding being a fashion designer and always wanted to see my designs in my favorite retail stores, especially his store. So I love to have my own little boutique in JCPenney's, you know, and along to opening my own boutique salon, you know. One of my favorite designers, you know, that was one of his first places that he presented his line. I'm talking about Anthony. Anthony, you know, worked in design for JCPenney's also and presented his line at JCPenney's. Before he lived in Los Angeles, he lived in Dallas, because Dallas, JCPenney's corporation is located in Plano, Texas, and so on. So when Mr. Mike left Seattle, Starbucks Corporation, then he joined JCPenney's in Plano, Texas, because that's where their corporate office is located, right outside of Dallas, Texas. But just, you know, big shout out to he and his family and everyone at JCPenney's. JCPenney's is so cool. I mean, there are just stores that I just love, don't you? It's just stores that I just love. And there are some stores that I miss, too, because they're no longer in business. You know, we all have those stores that we like, that only our area. If you're in the Northeast, there's certain stores that you like. If you're in the Midwest, there's just certain stores. And one store that I loved was Mac Ray's, and they've been out of business for a while. They had become a part of Saks. And then, like, in 2005, the Belts ended up purchasing the stores, and then the Mac Ray's stores turned into Belk stores. And Belk is a family business also, but they're, you know, they're based in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I'll talk more about fashion news, because I know a lot of the fashionistas say, well, you need to talk more about beauty and fashion and what's going on the beauty side. But I'm going to schedule a profile show on Mr. Myron Ullman, Mike, in the very, very near future, probably next week. So you all, we all can find out more about him. And also Paul Marciano, co-founder of Guess Magazine. He's one of my other favorite designers. I have many favorites, like many of you do. And, you know, it's fun to know the history of some of our favorite people and to see how they overcame adversity, you know. It's good to know about their successes and accomplishments, but the hurdles that they had to cross to become the people that they are, that we admire today. But we have about a few more minutes, but I'm just amazed at just a lot of things that are happening. And there's been some wow, interesting stories in the news also and whatever. But does anybody know where Casey Anthony is? I mean, where is she? Really? I just wonder. But I just want to oh, my goodness. Just send my love to, you know, everyone, and thank all my supporters of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Oh, really? And those of you who listen to the archive shows also, I feature different shows. Right now I have featured the coupon, you know, the discount shopping show from a couple months ago. I'm going to replace it with another show after this show discontinues. And today is like tax-free day. Yesterday and today is like tax-free day here in Mississippi. On clothes and shoes, people get like no tax. You get charged no tax for items that are under $100. So there's been a lot of people that's been waiting up for this day. I literally have no money. I wish I had some money to go shopping, being the fashionista that I am, because I'll be hitting the stores also. So everybody out there just having fun, enjoying the tax-free weekend, have fun, happy holiday. This is a holiday. So, yes. But it is time to conclude the show. And what's up? Have a fun weekend. There's a special event going on in my neighborhood, so this is like my community report. There's a gospel concert going on at Heiko Park on the corner of Watkins and Forest Avenue from 2 to 6. It's a family event. It's like, you know, be things for kids and free food, hot dogs and hamburgers and et cetera. And that's at Heiko Park here in North Jackson, Mississippi. But I thank you all, and I'll talk with you again on Monday. Monday, the show will probably be about the Jacksons, since I just talked about Austin Brown. Monday, talk about another family that's living the American dream through thick and thin, and it's the Jacksons. Okay, thank you, and God bless. Love and peace. Thanks for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.